Shalom to all. In today's Afiyom Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Bachim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, all the way through Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. And we're going to be discussing the hides of Karbanos, and then how in large part they go to the Kohanim. The Kohanim get to take those hides home. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Iris Kachim Kalim Lebailim. The hide of Kachim Kalim, lower level Kachim, for example, Shlamim, that goes to the owner. The owner gets to take that hide home. Va'iris Kachim Kachim Lekohanim. It's only the hides of the Kachim Kachim, for example, Chatos or Ayla, that goes to the Kohanim. Kavachimer, what's the Kavachimer? Just with the carbon oila, that the kayin, he doesn't get any of the meat. All the meat is put on the mizbeach. Zachu ba'ira, they are zaycha to the hide of the carbon oila. As we brought in the previous Mishnah, it's a pasuk that tells us very clearly, kache kachim shezachu b'vsara, with kache kachim, for example, carbon chatas, that the kayhanim are zaycha and they do get to eat some of the meat. And in shiasku ba'ira, don't we say for sure that they get to receive the hides of kache kachim? And ein mizbeach echiach, don't try to bring a question on this from the mizbeach, because you might try to say, yes, but the mizbeach, it receives meat of a carbon oila, but it doesn't receive the hide. So just because the kaihanim receive meat doesn't mean they should receive the hide. And the reason why we can't ask this question is because she'ein lo yar mikol makayim, the mizbeach never receives hide. We never put the hide of a carbon on the mizbeach. So we can't ask such a question. And therefore, this kal v'chomer the Mishnah just brought is valid. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continue to discuss this. Kol ha'kachim she'er b'hem psul, kaidim lev sheitan. Something happened to this animal that makes it problematic. And this was before it was flayed, before the skin, before the hide was taken off of it, ain arusim l'kayhanim, so then the ar, that hide, does not go to the kayhanim. However, l'acharif shaitan, if the psal happened after it was flayed, arusim l'kayhanim, so then the iris, the hide, does go to the kayhanim. Now, Amar b'chaniyaskanu kayhanim says, miyam I loy re'isi ar yotz l'beis ha'sreifa. In all my days, I never saw a hide that was yotz l'beis ha'sreifa that was brought out to be burned. And therefore, what he's telling us is that even if before it was flayed, before the hide was taken off, a psal happened to the carbon, no problem, the hide is still okay and is given to the kayhanim. Now, Amar b'kiva says, from Rav Chanina Skanakanim just said, we learn, we have this firstborn animal, and they flayed it, but it was a baal mum. It had a blemish, so it's not able to be brought as a carbon. And then it was found out to be a trefa, which means that it can't be eaten anyway at all. A regular bachar baal mum can't be brought as a carbon, but it's still eaten by the kaihanim. It's just shechted like a regular animal, but then it was found to be a trefa, so it can't be eaten at all. Nonetheless, Rav Chanina Skanakanim then tells us that the kaihanim could benefit from its hide, even though that psul of trefa happened before it was flayed, because the animal's trefa, even before it was shechted, nonetheless, they could still benefit from the hide. However, Chum say that no, ein loy ra'inu raya. The statement of Chinese Kanakanim of loy ra'isi, or the way they're saying it is loy ra'inu, we've never seen such a thing happen, that's not a raya, that's not a proof. Just because you've never seen it, that doesn't mean that that's the din and that's the halacha. Ela yetz the basis trefa. Rather, the Chum say, if there was a psul in the carbon before the hide was taken off of it, so we're actually going to have to burn that hide and it's not mutter to be used. Mishnah tells us as follows. We have two unique types of karbanos called parim hanisrafim and seirim hanisrafim. It's referring to parim, which are bulls, and seirim, which are goats, that are completely burned in a special place, not on top of the mizbeach like a carbon oil, but they're burned outside Yerushalayim, as we're going to be seeing soon. Specifically, it refers to par kohen Mashiach, par helam darav shel tzibur, par shlemi kippurim, and regarding seirim, refers to the sar that's brought on Yom Kippur and the sar that's brought for doing avodah zara. So in all these cases, the Torah tells us that the one who works with them, his clothing becomes tameh, and any kalim used in the process also become tameh. So that's what we detail now. Bizman shem nisrafim kimisvasam. At a time that everything was done b'kashrus, so therefore they're going to be burned outside Yerushalayim like they should be. So nisrafim beis hadashen, they're burned in the beis hadashen, which as we said was outside Yerushalayim, umetan begadim, and then umetan the person's clothing. Vim ein nisrafim kimisvason, but if some sort of psul happened and they're not going to be burned properly, so nisrafim beis habira, they're burned in the beis habira, which is on harabayis, ve'ein umetan begadim, and they're not umetan the person's clothing. Now here we discuss this in more detail with Mishnah Vav. Hayu slavim oisam maitais. They, meaning the kaihanim, would carry this carbon, either the par or the sarir, on poles. It was on a pole, and so they were carrying it together. Let's say the front people, the lead ones, they walked outside the wall of Azara holding on to it, but the ones behind, the ones taking up the rear, they didn't leave yet. They're still in Azara. The first ones are ready because they're out of the Azara, but the ones in the back, the last ones, they're not until they actually leave the Azara. Now, once this whole procession left, they're outside the Azara, so then both of them matan begadim. Rav Shimon says that no, elu ve'elu ain matan begadim ad sheyitzas ha'or beruban. Neither of them are matan begadim until the fire that's burning these parim or seirim has caught on to the majority of the animal, and only then the people who are dealing with it are matan begadim, not when they walk out of the azara like the Tanakhama says. Now, nitach habasar, once the majority of the meat is already singed, it's already burned, then ain hasarif matan begadim, one who's involved in the burning process is not going to be matan begadim because everything's basically already finished, and therefore he's not matan begadim anymore. Now we know before we had Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, karbonos were allowed to be brought outside. Well, really, everything was outside because there wasn't Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. However, once the Mishkan was built, there's an isser of shchitei chutz. One is not allowed to shecht a karbon or bring it outside the Mishkan. And actually, if one does do so, either shecht a karbon or be male, bring its evarim and burn them outside, that is a chiv kares. One could be chayev for, and if they did a b'shoy, then they'd have to bring a karbon, and that's what this Mishnah talks about. Mishnah tells us hashechid b'male b'chutz, somebody who shechts and brings up the evarim outside the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash, chayev al shchita v'chayev al aliyah. They're chayev two, one for the shchita and one for the aliyah. Now Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amr, he argues and says that no, shechet b'fnim v'hel b'chutz chayev. If he shechts on the inside and then brings on the outside, so he's chayev. However, shechet b'chutz v'hel b'chutz, if he shechted the carbon outside and he brought the evarim on the outside, potter is potter, shaloi hel b'chutz el davar pasul. Because what was he male? What did he bring up and burn outside? Something was already pasul. Once he shechted it outside, it's already pasul. So he's being male, something pasul outside, he's not chayev another thing for that. However, Amr Lo, the Chum told him, af shechet b'fnim v'hel b'chutz, even if he shechts the carbon inside the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash and then brings the evarim outside, the moment he brings it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible because of Yotzei, it was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash. So according to your svar, Rabbi Yosei Glili, he shouldn't be chayev for being ma'al then b'chutz, even in this case, and you just said that he is chayev, so we see that even if it's possible, one would still be chayev for it. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, this is a different topic, but the reason why we're bringing it is because another machloek asked Rabbi Yosei Glili in the Chachamim. Tamei she'achal, we have a person who's tamei who ate kachim. Bein kadesh tamei u bein kadesh tahar, whether the kachim themselves were tamei or the kachim were tahar, but remember, he's tamei, chayev, he's going to be chayev kares for this. Rabbi Yosei Glili says that tamei she'achal tahar chayev. If he was tamei and he ate tahar kodesh, so then he's chayev. However, if tamei she'achal tamei, if he was tamei and he ate tamei kodesh, potter is potter shaloi achal al davar tamei, because he only ate something tamei, he wasn't eating something that's tahar. However, Amrulai the Chum told him af tamei she'achal tahar, even somebody who's tamei that eats tahar, which in your case you say the person's chayev for kim shenagabai, the moment he touched it, even before he ate it, but the moment he touched it, tamahu, he was metamei it, and still you're mechayev him for that. So it must be that even if he eats something that's already tamei, he's going to be chayev for that as well. Now, v'tahar she'achal tamei, if he was tahar and he ate tamei kodesh, potter. Here he's potter she'ene chayev al tomas haguf, because only chayev for eating kachim if he himself is tamei, not if the kachim is tamei. And we're discussing the serum of shchita and ha'ala b'chutz. Remember, shchita is shechna karban outside the Beis HaMikdash, and ha'ala is bring its seimurim, burning its sacrificial parts outside the Beis HaMikdash, and these both are separate lavim. So Mishnah tells us chomer b'shchitim ba'aliyah u'balim b'shchita. There's a chomra, a stringency that shchita has over aliyah, and that aliyah has over shchita. Chomer b'shchita. What's the chomer that we found b'shchita? Shashoched lahedyot chayiv. If a person takes a carbon and he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash just with the intention to be matarit for a hedyot, for a regular person who wants to enable him to eat the meat, he's chayiv for shchutei chutz, for shechting it outside. However, v'hamal lahedyot potter. If a person brings up parts of a carbon outside, burns them out of the Beis HaMikdash, and he intends this for a hedyot, which means either he's trying to serve this individual as an avod zara, or maybe he just wants to try to show him honor, but he's not bringing it as a carbon per se, so he's potter. Now, chayim ba'aliyah, there's a stringency regarding aliyah in that shnayim shachasu b'sakin v'shachtu, if two people held onto the shechita knife and they shechted the animal out of the Beis HaMikdash, p'turim, they're potter, because that's not a normal way to shecht. However, achasu b'eir ve'alu, they both held onto a limb from a carbon and they brought it up and they burned it out to the Beis HaMikdash, chayav, and they are chayav. So here we see a chumra by shechita over aliyah and a chumra by aliyah over shechita. We continue. Hela, let's say a person brought up a limb and he burned it. V'chazav hela, and then we brought up another one. V'chazav hela, and brought up a third one. Chayav kol aliyah v'aliyah. He's chayav for each and every single time that he did this. Tiv Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon says. Reb Yossi, and Reb Yossi argues that in chayav el achas, he's only chayav for one time. Now also, v'in chayav ad shial rosh hamizbeach, he's not chayav until he brings his limb and puts it on top of a mizbeach. This isra of ha'ala b'chutz is only if he does it on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, Reb Shimon argues and says no. Afilu hela sela ela even chayiv. Even if he just puts it on a rock or a stone, that's also considered ha'ala b'chutz, and he'd be chayiv for that. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, echa kachim ksherim. Whether we're talking about kachim that are kosher or echa kachim psulim, even if the kachim were pasul, however shahay psulim b'kodesh, they became pasul only once they were brought into the Beis HaMikdash. They kriven b'chutz, and then he brought them outside the Beis HaMikdash. He did the hakrava. He did the savoida outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv, he's chayiv for doing this outside the Beis HaMikdash because it currently is kosher, or even if it's pasul now, it once upon a time was kosher, so that's why he's going to be chayiv for it. Another din, hamala kezayis min ha'olah min ha'emurim b'chutz. Let's say he has a carbon oilah and he has a kezayis of it only in between the meat and the emurim, so it's a combination, chayiv is chayiv, because all of the carbon oil is burned, so even though he has, let's say, half of a kezayis of meat and half of a kezayis of emurim, no problem, we're still going to say that's a full kezayis that he's going to be chayiv for. Now moving on to other things that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash and what their din regarding ha'olah b'chutz is, ha'kaimetz, this is the scoop taken out of the carbon mincha, Kohanim, the frankincense of the Korban Mincha, Laktiras, and the Ktaras that's brought every day in the Beis Hamikdash, Umenchas Kehanim, Umenchas Kohanim Mashiach, Umenchas Nusachim, all these different types of Korbanos Mincha, Shehekriv Me'echem Mehen Kazayas Bachotz, that even if Kazayas of it was brought outside the Beis Hamikdash, Chai, the person's Chai for that. However, Rabbi Elazar paters him, Achiyakav is Kulai, he has to bring the entire Korban Mincha outside, and that's because we know that a Korban Mincha that's missing a little bit, it's missing something, that's a Pasul Korban anyway. So if he only brings a Kazayas of a Korban Mincha outside the Beis Hamikdash, he's not Chai for that according to Rabbi Elazar. He has to bring the whole thing outside the Beis Hamikdash. However, Vakulam, all of them agree, Shekriven Bifnim, Vishir Bohen Kazayas, if he brought the whole Korban Mincha inside and he just left one Kazayas over that wasn't brought, Vikriven Bachotz, and he brought that Kazayas outside, Chayiv, so then he's going to be Chayiv for that because in this case, the entire Korban Mincha was brought. Some inside, some outside, but at the end of the day, the whole thing was brought. And also, Vakulam, everyone agrees, Shechasru Kol Shehin, if the Korban was missing something, let's say some of it got lost or burned up beforehand, so we don't have the whole Korban here in the first place for Kivrim Bachotz, and then it was brought outside, Pater is Pater, because again, we wouldn't have the whole Korban Mincha here. Now we keep discussing Avoid the Bachotz, and as we already learned yesterday, this is not just Shechita and all Bachotz, it applies to many different Avoidus of different Korbanos done outside the Azara. So Mishnah, he tells us, Hamakiv Kachim Ve'emurehem Bachotz Chayiv. Someone who's Makiv Kachim and the Emurim, the sacrificial parts outside the Azara, they're Chayiv. And that's even though technically it's just the Emurim that the Isser is on and not the meat itself, because the meat's supposed to be eaten, still a person's Chayiv for that. However, Mincha Shaloi Nikmitza Vikriv Bachotz Pater. If there's a Korban Mincha that didn't have the Kmitza, it didn't have the fistful taken off of it, and the whole Mincha was brought outside, so he's Pater for that because this is not a Kosher Mincha. It's only Kosher if it had the Kmitza taken off, but since it never had the Kmitza separated yet, there's not something he's going to be Chayiv for Hakrav Bachotz. However, Kamatza Vachazar Kumtza Lesoicha Vikriv Bachotz, if the Kmitza was separated, then the Kmitza somehow made its way back into the Mincha, and then it was brought outside, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for that because such a thing, even if it was brought inside, is considered Kosher, so if it's brought outside, he's Chayiv. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more cases. Hakoimitz Valvoino, Sheker Vis Echon Mehen Bachotz. We have the Koimitz of the Mincha, again, that's the fistful, the scoop taken out of it, and the Levoino, which is the frankincense that's put into the Mincha. If one of them was brought outside, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for that. That's because even though both of them technically need to be brought for it to be Kosher, each one of them individually is still part of the Hakrav of the Korban Mincha, so if one of them was brought outside, he's Chayiv. However, Belazar Piter, Ajayakar Vis Hasheni, or Belazar Paters him until he also brings the second one, because we have to have both of them brought in order for the Mincha to be kosher, so if he only brings one of them outside, he's not Chayiv. However, Echad Befnim Echad Bachotz, Chayiv, if one of these things, either the Kametz or the Levoino, was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then the other one was brought outside, so then he's Chayiv even according to Rebbe Elazar. Similar Machlokes, Shnei Bezicha Levoino, Shekves Echad Mehem Bachotz, we have these two spoons of Levoino, which are brought with the Lechem HaPanim, and one of them was brought outside, Chayiv is Chayiv for that. However, Rebbe Elazar Paters, Achayak V'Zasheni, until he brings the second one also outside. And that's because in order for the Lechem HaPanim to be kosher, both of them have to be brought, so just bringing one of them outside is not going to be mechayev him. Again, that's Rebbe Elazar l'shitasoi. However, Echad Bifnim v'Echad Bachotz, if one of them was brought inside and the other was brought outside, chayev, so he's chayev, even according to Rebbe Elazar. Another din, Hazark mixes dam bachotz, if part of blood of a carbon was sprinkled outside, chayev, he's chayev for that, because even one matan dam, one sprinkling of blood, is considered kosher if it was done inside, so if it's done outside, he's chayev. And Rebbe Elazar, remember, he adds on, afa menasech mechag bechag bachotz chayev, even if he does water libations on Sukkos, we know there's something called nisach hamayim. It's water poured on the mizbeach on Sukkos. If he does it outside, chayiv is chayiv for that. And Rabbi Nechemiah says, shiari hadam shekriv machotz chayiv. The leftovers of blood of a carbon after all the blood was sprinkled, the blood's supposed to be poured on the base of the mizbeach, as we learned earlier in the mesechta. This is part of the kashrus of the carbon. If that was poured outside, he also would be chayiv for that. And we keep talking about avoid the bachotz. The Mishnah tells us hamalikas oif befinim vehela bachotz chayiv. Someone who does malika to a bird inside and he brings it up outside, so he's chayiv. Malika is how a bird is shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not actually shechita, as we've learned previously. This is a very complicated way that the kohen holds the bird and then cuts the back of its neck with his long, sharp fingernail. So if he does malika to the bird inside the Beis HaMikdash and then he brings it up outside, so he's chayiv for that. However, malik bachotz v'hala bachotz pater. If he did malika outside and he did the hala outside, he's pater, because malika outside the Beis HaMikdash is nothing. We don't do malika to birds outside. We do shechita to them. So doing malika outside just turns into nevela. It's no good. Therefore, the hala is not going to mechayiv him. Now here's the interesting halacha the other way around. Pater, if he does shechita to a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash and he does the hala outside, he's pater, because shechita is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Malika is, whereas shachat b'chutz v'hala b'chutz chayiv. If he does shechita to the bird outside and he does it all outside, he's chayiv. Nimtza, turns out, says the Mishnah, derech hechsher b'fnim p'tur b'chutz. Derech hechsher b'chutz p'tur b'fnim. The way to machsher it inside, that's a p'tur outside. Namely, doing malika inside, which is hechsher inside. If he does it outside, so it's pater. And same way, the way that it's kosher outside, outside, namely doing shechita, if he does the shechita inside, he's potter. Now, Reb Shimon argues, and the Gemara explains that he's not arguing on anything we said in this Mishnah. They're arguing about a totally separate case. Reb Shimon says that it's different. Kol shechayav al b'chutz, everyone's chayav for the olah if he does this outside. Chayav al koyotze b'befnim shalo b'chutz, he's chayav for it if he did this avodah inside and then was malit outside. Chutz min hashoychet b'fnim u'mal b'chutz, except if he shechted a bird inside and brought up outside, so he's potter. And as we had said, the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon's not arguing on the case that we're discussing in the Mishnah. He's arguing regarding a different case. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.